Come on. Come to bed, lover. Come on, sweetheart. Jump in. Oh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ow, be cora macastor. Be a little careful. No, it's just that I'm a little sore. A little tender. Yeah, my muscles again. Yeah, I overdid it again, of course. No, I never learn. But I'm so lucky. Because I've got my sexy painkiller in bed with me. And au natural. The best way. Yeah, there's nothing like it. I'm feeling your soft skin against my chest. My aching body. Oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah, gently, very gently. Listening to that storm outside. There's nowhere I'd rather be, baby. Let me throw my arms around you. Yeah, I'm a little sore, but I can give you a squeeze. Isn't this the best? Wrapped up together, listening to that outside. Kissing, touching, enjoying each other. Maybe whispering sexy things in your ear. Oh, like, what I love to do to you when you're in bed with me. Kiss you all over. Taste you. Make you moan and whimper. Wrap my big arms around you and hold you so tight. And yeah, of course, tell you stories and jokes. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm a bit of a wimp today. Oh yeah? Oh, I'd love that, I really would. I'd love to feel your hands on my body. God, that feels good. ribs feel so good on my chest. Give the best massages ever. Soothing. It's sexy. Yeah, right there. Oh, right there, baby. Sit up on top of me. Kind of turns me on. Oh, it just feels so good. And you're deliberately grinding on me, aren't you? I know you are. Massaging my chest and grinding on my cock. Oh, I would love your hot kisses on my chest. Feel good on my skin. Hot wet mouth. Yeah, I forget about the soreness fairly quickly, huh? Can you feel how hard it is underneath you? Yeah, oh my god, yeah, please. Take it in your mouth. Oh, baby. You make me forget about the pain. Yeah, it feels so good wrapped around that. Oh, fuck. You're soft. Yeah, you like how it feels? You like how that cock feels in your head? Oh, please, yeah. Yeah, I want to feel your lips. Oh, baby. Oh, it teases me. Yeah. Wrap your lips around it. Ah, yeah. come out, Rona Cockhead. Fuck. Oh, it's heaven. Oh, God. Oh, yeah, rub my thighs when you suck my cock. You're so sexy. Oh, when your hot, greedy mug comes around my cock like that. And you slowly suck on it. Ooh. Swirling your tongue around when it's in your mouth. Oh. Oh, God. Yeah, deeper. Oh, slow and deep the way I like it. Fuck. Oh, yeah, when you slurp on it like that. Fuck. Tell me that, that's the sexiest fucking thing there. I want it. Can I take it? Can I take your juicy pussy with my lips and my tongue? Oh yeah. Come here. Oh. Sensitive little cat, huh? Oh yeah. Oh, get wet. Can you feel my tongue all over it? So swollen and juicy, fuck. Spread your pussy. Oh, fuck me. Spread your lips. I can see those juices. Oh, you like that, don't you? Yeah, my tongue flicks at it like that. Let me slide my tongue inside. Huh? When I play with that little clit. You like that? That's the way I want you to come. My tongue buried deep inside your pussy. Top of that cloud. Come for me. Be my good girl and come for me. I want to feel it all over my lips and my tongue. You're going to give it to me, aren't you? Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, so good. All over my lips. Yeah. So sexy. Come here, baby. Closer. Now can you see why I love coming to bed with you? Yeah. You made me forget about that pain very, very quickly. I told you you're the best painkiller ever. Oh, so nice being wrapped up. Oh my god, and sure he dozed off. Yeah, that quickly. Well, it was my fault. Okay, I'm not gonna go to sleep without telling you a joke or a story. I'll keep up the tradition. So what you wanna hear first? Joke or a story? Schkel. Okay, so when I was in school, I had this English teacher, and he loved this play, and it was called The Plough and the Stars. The Plough and the Stars by Sean O'Casey. And even though we weren't studying it, he would read it to us all the time. Probably had some, I don't know, sentimental, I don't know, whatever for him. But he just really loved it. And when he'd read it to us, every now and again there was a lyric in it. And it's actually from a song that's well known in Ireland. And the lyric was, "Since I first said I loved only you, Nora, and you said you loved only me." So the song kind of goes, "Since I first said I loved only you, Nora." And when he would read it, he would say, he kind of had a deep voice, and he's, "Since I first said I loved only you." So what I started doing, when he said Nora, I said, "Nora." And he'd look at me, you know, because he was actually quite nice, but he'd look at me through his glasses. And then what happened was, of course, another person started doing it with me, the guy next to me, and then another guy, and then another guy, and then another guy. And then, like, a few weeks later, he'd be reading the play again to us, and he'd be like, "Since I first..." "Since I first said I loved only you." And it was like 30 lads going, "Nora." And he sometimes he would get kind of cross, and sometimes he would just laugh along, you know. So fast forward a few months later, and he actually booked the play for us, and it was in a big enough place as well. It was like a big venue. And he was so excited. He was really nice, as I said, like, but he was so excited. And he said, like, he was like, "Lads, I'm going to bring you now to see the play. And I can't wait to show you it live." So we were all like, "Oh, whatever." So, of course, lads being lads, what did we do? There was like 10 of us. Went away and we got some magic mushrooms. I know. I think you know what's coming. So we all went to the play. After, you know, ingesting our mushrooms, of course. And we were inside and we were watching the play. But you know, it was just surreal to see it, and it was really good as well, you know, comparing to the book and listening to him reading it in his kind of, you know, monotone country accent, and it really came alive, and the actors were really brilliant. But when that part of the song was coming on, and the song would start every now and again in the play, and it was just like, you know, since I first said I loved only you. And then, like, the 10 of us on the mushrooms would go, Nora. And everyone in there was like, you're talking like 300 people, you know. And they're all looking and they're like, what the fuck was that? And we're all in the front row. We're actually in the front row, right? Right in the front row. And the actors are looking down as well. And they're like, what the fuck was that? So we did it, and then the song comes on again, and we did it again, and then the song kind of stops for a while, and then they come back to the song again, and by the time, you know, by the time the end of the play was, you know, the end of, by the time the play was finishing, everyone inside the theatre were saying, Nora, so you were 300 people in there, and there we all were in the front row, high on mushrooms, and we were just fucking falling and around in our seats, you know, just like, oh, and Stitches laughing, and the actors were laughing, and everyone in the whole place was was laughing. And then the, you know, the curtain came down, and we were you know, still sitting in the front row, and we were kind of still giddy, like. And the actors came out, and they were chatting away, and they said, oh, it was really good night and everything, and they just pointed on us. Thanks to the lads in the front row for all the help. And the teacher just looks at us, you know, our teacher, and he just went, oh my god. You could just see him shaking his head. He's like, what the hell? So out the door we came, and we were just, oh god. And then for the rest of the year we'd still do it to him, and he just, like, by the end he was just in stitches. So for me doing that, Nora, it actually took off, and that's what happened. You know, it's just such a funny story. I think you could, like, write it into something, couldn't you? Like a movie or a TV show or something. Nora. No. Yeah, Mama's the one.